Here with coach of EKN after the win. And coach, how'd you feel about that one?
It was a really good win against a really good quality opponent. We knew coming in we were pretty evenly matched, and it just, you know, come down to some execution. And basically, the last possession, we made a good stop, and that's what it come down to.
Yeah, what was kind of the plan there when you had to get the stop with just a one-point lead in 4 seconds?
Well, we just made sure, we talked it over. We didn't know what play they were running. We've seen, obviously, we've scouted them and seen some of their out-of-bounds plays, but we just stressed to communicate, make sure we're talking on the screens, we'll switch if we need to switch, and then be active with your hands and maybe get a deflection. I thought the guys did a really good job, obviously, that last out-of-bounds play.
Right. And what did you think of Kromlich and the way he was able to really lead there?
Joe stepped up tonight. You know, he's put together probably about 4 or 5 really good games here for us. Kind of senior leader, showing a little bit. And of course, he's got a lot of experience, and that's what we ask. I'm really happy with how he stepped up here. Like I said, the last three, not just tonight, but the last 3-4 games, Joe's really played up to his potential, really played well for us.
Right. And do you feel like this is kind of a positive sense of foreshadowing heading into the tournament time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're, mid-season in the regular season. We got some, this is a district game tonight. We got some more coming up. We got a big one next week, two more. And we just want to keep building off it. I told them in the locker room, enjoy it. But I said, tomorrow in practice, there's still more things we've got to work on. So can't be satisfied yet.
Right. And what specific things do you want to work on?
Well, I think sometimes offensively we get stuck a little bit. Maybe we got to reverse the ball, do a better job there, swinging the ball. And then when we make our cuts, we're not cutting like we should. And then, some teams press us and we do fine. The next team will press us and we kind of turn the ball over. So we always talk about valuing every possession, taking care of the basketball, just limit our turnovers.
And lastly, are there anybody in that freshman kind of sophomore age group that you expect to maybe do more as the season goes along?
Well, right now I think we're, you know, playing who we have. There's definitely some guys that aren't playing that are good ball players. I mean, it's a good problem to have. It really is, because we got guys sitting there that could probably play. It's tough to get all those guys minutes, and especially in a big game like this. But yeah, we're fine where we're at, and I think we're getting healthy, so that's a good thing. Hopefully get Cade back here maybe in a couple weeks.
For sure, coach, and it was great to speak with you. Congrats on the win, and thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.